When I was a toddler 50-odd years ago, the Lego brick, as we know it, was released. But it wasn't until 1978 that the company made its first minifigure, or minifig, those little modular men with yellow faces, just the two dots for eyes and the curvy black line for a smile. It was the minifig that populated the Lego world, gave it some character, and helped it take over the world. At this point, there are hundreds of different minifigs. But one thing hasn't changed. It is still a man's world when it comes to Legos. Very few minifigs are female, and they tend to be sidekicks. Maya Weinstock wants to change that. She's an artist and writer whose medium is Lego. We sent Michael May to Cambridge, Massachusetts to visit her Lego laboratory.
Boxes.
Maya Weinstock stands over a neatly organized jewel box full of body parts. Picture Dr. Frankenstein with a neat streak and a very serious Lego habit.
So here I have heads, and I have them separated sort of by gender.
But Maya is not just another grown-up kid playing with Legos. And yes, there are a lot of them. She's a Lego provocateur, rearranging these stock minifig parts to challenge the company to create more options for girls.
If you're someone who doesn't see yourself in the products, you sometimes get frustrated. If I'm critical, it's because I love them so much and I want them to do better because I want everyone to enjoy them as much as I have.
Maya is a science journalist by day, and she was particularly frustrated that Lego made no female scientist minifigures. But unlike, say, Barbie or G.I. Joe, Lego makes it possible to create your own. And Maya saw her opportunity. She began to work on her own line of minifigs, based on living female scientists.
Most people can't name a living scientist at all, and so I thought this would be one way to really give them a platform of being, like, awesome superheroes.
Her inaugural custom minifig was of planetary scientist Carolyn Porco. She was part of the Voyager mission and currently leads the Cassini imaging team, helping beam to Earth the most vivid photographs of Saturn ever made. Maya knew that Carolyn was coming to New York and decided to make a minifig as a tribute. She even replicated the outfit Porco had worn for a TED Talk.
You know, I tried to find an outfit that would work for her, and I was lucky enough to know that the Star Wars character that was made for Han Solo was wearing this vest that was very similar to the vest that she had worn during her TED Talk.
Porco finds the parts online, on eBay, of course, but there are also websites like Bricklink dedicated to vintage Legos. Faces are hard, but Maya found a match in a minifig from the Harry Potter series, Hermione Granger.
So I gave it to her actually the day that we first met.
And we met up at Strawberry Fields in Central Park.
This is Carolyn Porco.
And then she pulls out this little minifig. Okay, remind you, I don't know what Legos really are. She pulls this thing out, and to me, I thought it was a little figure of Michael Jackson.
Her free association isn't totally random. Carolyn once won a Michael Jackson dance-off.
And then she explained it to me. No, that's you in your TED outfit. I'm very proud of this now.
She was flattered. But as for Maya's larger mission, Carolyn's a reluctant role model.
Okay, so I need to tell you I hate this gender thing.
It's not that Carolyn doesn't think society should encourage girls to be scientists. Quite the contrary. She entered planetary science when she was one of the few women in the field. But she's always had a certain aversion to being recognized for her gender.
When someone like me is held up as a woman in science, then that gives all the guys that I've competed with and who probably, you know, really resent me anyway because I've just bested them, it gives them a reason to say, oh, well, that's why she's getting attention. It's not that, you know, she's a better scientist than me. It's because, look, everyone's making a big deal about women in science. And I've had to deal with that kind of spin on the resentment.
All that being said, she does believe that girls should be encouraged to follow their scientific curiosity. And that means having role models and, yes, better toys.
A lot of them are not like me. They didn't grow up always wanting to break through some barrier because they feel like so enraged that they've been constrained. You know, maybe they're a little bit more mellow in their approach than I was. So I totally, completely get that.
After Maya created Carolyn Porco's minifigure, she couldn't stop. She started work on a whole line of female scientists. They sit on a shelf above her computer. There's computer scientist Grace Hopper.
She worked for the Navy, the U.S. Navy, so I have her in a Navy outfit.
Physicist Chen Sheng-Wu.
And she used to actually wear in the lab her lab coat over a traditional Chinese dress.
And Maya's childhood hero, astronaut and physicist Sally Ride.
She sort of has her wry smile.
She makes two of each minifig, one for the subject and one for herself. She then builds props for them, takes a photo, and posts them on Twitter. Maya's minifig photographs have a cult following. Although she's critical of the Lego company, there's another way to look at it. She's helping the company identify a new market. And it appears that Lego is listening. A few years after Maya had started creating her minifig portraits, she saw a tip on a Lego blog that the company was releasing its first female lab scientist minifigure. Maya went to the mall the first day it was released. The minifigs are hidden in unmarked cloth bags, so Maya had to feel around for the one with the flasks.
You know, here I am, grown adult, like, you know, searching for my minifigure. And it turns out that the first bag that I picked up was the one that I wanted, was the scientist. I mean, it was very symbolic. Here is this thing that Lego is finally doing to change how they market themselves to girls.
Maya's unusual hobby has taken her farther than she ever imagined. She's met many of her heroes, and perhaps even pushed a multinational corporation in a new direction. In the last couple months, Maya's taken on a new challenge. She's created minifigures of all four female Supreme Court justices and built a Lego version of the court itself. And in April, Maya gave the set to Justice O'Connor at an event for her organization, iCivics.
You know,
and then left her with some operating instructions.
And then you should feel free to play with them and move them around and whatnot. It's not a museum piece.
Maya isn't done pushing Lego to change. She's put the set on the company's crowdsourcing site, Lego Ideas. Legos wouldn't allow the actual Supreme Court justices, so it's been renamed the Legal Justice Team. If the set gets 10,000 votes, Lego will consider creating and selling the set. For Studio 360, I'm Michael May.
You can see a video of Maya Weinstock at work, plus some of her female minifigs, at studio360.org.